Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Empathy is never one-upping. When we are going through something difficult or painful, we want to get counsel from someone who has some understanding of what we're facing. In a word, we want someone empathetic. Webster's Dictionary defines empathy as the action of understanding, being aware of, and being sensitive to the feelings, thoughts, and experience of another. If you were telling me about your painful situation, to let you know that I get you, that I empathize with you, I might say something like, I've been there, done that, and have the scars to prove it. But as I tell you my story, I need to really guard against one-upmanship. Webster's defines that as the art or practice of outdoing or keeping one jump ahead of a friend or competitor. Saying something like, oh, I feel your pain, but let me tell you how I had it so much worse, is one-upping and unhelpful. In my book, When Sheep Bite, I wrote this in the introduction. When you share a tale of real pain with a trusted friend, you don't want them to try to one-up your story. Instead, you would want them to comfort you in your pain, to give you some helpful insight, or to even just cry along with you. On the other hand, you probably aren't going to share your story of pain with someone who has no understanding of your situation. We want someone who gets us, someone who can relate, someone who can truly empathize with what we are feeling. I want to give you what I wanted when this happened to me: empathy, insight, a helpful perspective, and a manual of help that God has provided in the Bible. I don't want to try to one-up your story of pain, because I'm confident that no one could truly know how deeply you've been hurt. But I do want to give you some assurance that I know what I'm talking about. As I was discussing some of the ideas in my book with a group of pastors, I reminded them of the value of an iron sharpening iron friend, as Solomon describes in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, who is empathetic without crossing the line into one-upmanship. Check this out.
This whole idea of when sheep bite, I've told people this was a book that I wish I didn't have to write. Because if you think about it, as Christians and as pastors, it's not really pleasant to have to announce that there are some misbehaving sheep that we have to address. And unfortunately, on the other side, there's also been some misbehaving shepherds that haven't handled the biting sheep as well as they could have, and that's probably perpetuated a little bit. But and this will date me a little bit. Some of you might remember years ago there was a kind of a Saturday Night Live sketch that would repeat every once in a while. There was two guys that would try to one up each other on their woes and their miseries. They talk about, you know, one guy might say like a load of bricks just fell on him, and his friend would always start off by saying, "I hate it when that happens," but then immediately go into, "Let me tell you how my tale of pain is even worse than yours." And they were just constantly trying to one up each other, like, "My pain is way worse than your pain." And when I talk about biting sheep, I've experienced it, and I want to tell my story a little bit. But this is not me trying to say, well, yeah, okay, whatever you've heard, mine is worse. We've all been there, and you know, it hurts just as much as, you know, if it's your pinky toe, you know, as it is if it's a gunshot wound. I mean, it's just, pain is pain, regardless of where it comes from. And I think that what we need to guard against, when if we're going to be iron sharpening iron with one another, is not listening to our friend that's sharing with us about their pain with, in our mind, we're thinking about, how can I one-up this? Mm-hmm. You know, let me, oh yeah, that hurts, but let me tell you about how I was betrayed. Let me tell you about how I was stabbed in the back. But to really, you know, empathetic listening is to just say, been there, done that. I got the same scars, but let's talk about you. Let's you know, you're the one sharing with me. Let's focus on what's going on. I love the C.S. Lewis quote. He said, you know, don't think of me as an expert. Just think of me as a fellow patient in the same hospital. And maybe I've been here a little bit longer than you and have some sense of kind of how things go around here. That kind of needs to be our attitude, is that we are really saying, I'm not trying to one-up you. I don't have all of the answers. It's certainly true for me. I don't have all the answers, but I've been there, done that. I've seen a couple of things.
I truly believe that When Sheep Bite will be a healing resource for shepherd leaders who have been there, done that, and have the sheep bite marks to prove it. If you are a pastor, or if you love your pastor, please pick up a copy today. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.